USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. New data shows that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose, with more than 82 million people fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week, with health officials putting the blame on the spread of variants of the virus. And the city of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, has enacted an 11 p.m. curfew, bracing for a seventh straight night of protests in the wake of the death of Daunte Wright. About 100 people were arrested Friday night for not heeding a dispersal order. The police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in Wright's death had her first court hearing on Saturday. Former officer Kim Potter allegedly shot Wright during a traffic stop, saying she mistakenly pulling her firearm when she intended to grab her taser. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans on bringing to the floor. Senator Marsha Blackburn believes the move is one of political convenience. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that those now pushing for new justices have argued in the past against changing the court.
They know that the progressives want to see the court packed. They want to fill it with liberal justices so that they basically have a super legislative majority. Now, Ed Markey, 5 years ago, was at the Supreme Court standing in the exact same spot he was yesterday, calling for adding justices to the Supreme Court and saying 9 was enough, that we did not need to change the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the world global death rate from the pandemic reaches 3 million, theme parks in California are beginning to reopen. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place, including masks, social distancing, and temperature checks. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Both parks have begun selling tickets again on Thursday. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Czech Republic will expel 18 Russian diplomats as part of an investigation into a 2014 explosion at an ammunition depot. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said his country was expelling the Russians as spies for working with Russian intelligence forces. He said that Czech intelligence had uncovered evidence that Russian agents were directly involved with the explosion that killed two people. A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said that Russia would respond to the Czechs' actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.